morning. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky, and it's supposed to be a beautiful day today. Who knows, by the end of our service, this fog will go away, and we could have really, really sunny skies. I'm predicting a wonderful, beautiful day in just a few moments.
This is really a special service today in a lot of ways. We're back out in the parking lot, as we were about a year ago, having our service. But we're doing something that we've never done before, and that is we are live streaming this service while we're also giving a parking lot service to those that are here. So this service is being transmitted on 103.5 FM, pretty much in the Philomath area. And then also it is being live streamed out there on YouTube and Facebook. We're thankful for you tuning in with us here at Peace Lutheran this morning. This morning we're going to take a look at the first sign of Jesus at the wedding in Cana, and it takes us back maybe to some fond remembrances of our wedding day when we were married. It takes me back to 14 years ago when Alicia and I were married in Michigan, and from that day we remember with great fondness some of those mistakes that happened in that actual ceremony and the celebration afterwards. We had planned for a video to explain how we met and to explain kind of the who I was, because I had never met many of Alicia's family and her extended family, and who she was to those in my family as well. And after about 2 or 3 months of preparing that video, the time came to show it, and guess what? It did not play. And we remember that still to this day, just that big mistake, and we felt some of that sense of shame. We're going to hear about shame at a wedding today in that first sign, the first wonder of Jesus in John chapter 2, when this bride and groom, they ran out of wine. And we're going to talk about how Jesus covers our shame, how Jesus covers the disgrace that we feel in life. And that is such a powerful feeling to know that. It brings us great joy to live in these days. Just a couple of notes to share before we begin our service. The first is that Peace is having its congregational meeting today, Sunday, January 23rd, and that's going to be virtual. You should have received an email from Dan Dusek, our administrative assistant, this last week. He also sent out a link, I believe, just yesterday that you'll need to pay attention to if you want to attend. Again, that's at 1 o'clock after the service virtually. There's also an option to tune into that meeting through your phone. You don't have to go through Zoom. You can just dial up on your phone. I believe that option is also on Dan's email as well. The next thing that I'd share with everyone is an important one, and that's our upcoming schedule here at Peace. Next Sunday, the plan, of course, is to be back in person with our regular schedule, which means we'll have 9:45 opening for Sunday school, followed by adult Sunday school at 10 o'clock. We're picking up where we left off last week. We had, or 2 weeks ago, talking about sin and how God gives us the power through Jesus to overcome that. And then at 11 o'clock, we'll have in-person church in the sanctuary. Of course, we'll be live streaming that as well. Just a couple notes about our worship, and then we'll begin. I just want to give a special thanks to the crew that helped set up this morning. It's a big, cumbersome task to just set up the sound and the audio and to have people come and serve in those positions. So I want to say thank you to our crew that was able to adjust on the fly for this week. And then specifically for the service, I want to give thanks to Bob Glather. He's leading us in the people part. Go ahead and follow along with him as he sings and shares in his voice also with the people response. For those of you in your car here this morning in the parking lot, this is your chance to really sing out because nobody can hear you. You're in your car. So sing with Bob, participate in the service, and share in those people responses. I heard someone scream from a car. I'm not sure who that was, but please sing out today. We want to sing with joy. And then also Colleen Schultz, she's inside. She's playing for us our music as well. At the conclusion of our service, those who are here in the parking lot, I would just ask that you pay attention to the usher that's going to come your way. They'll guide you on the right time to exit the parking lot. We're going to ask all the cars to head out of the east exit right here in the parking lot on your way home.